yesterday morning, we took a general view of this house which was shown to Ezekiel.
昨天早晨我们是看了一个大概，就是以西结所看见的那个圣殿。
This morning we shall begin to consider it more in detail.
今天早晨我们更要详细来看一点。We
are going to return to chapter 40.
我们要回到第40章。
At verse 3,
第三节,
And he brought me thither, and behold, there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of brass, with a line of flax in his hand, and a measuring reed, and he stood in the gate.
他带我到那里，见有人形状如同，手拿麻绳和两肚的杆，站在门口。
And the man said unto me, Son of man, behold with thine eyes, and hear with thine ears, and set thy heart upon all that I shall show thee, for to the intent that I may show thee, show them unto thee, art thou brought hither, declare all that thou seest to the house of Israel.
那人对我说，人子啊，凡我是指示你的，你都要用眼看，用耳听，并要放在心上。我带你到哪里，可有稍微要指示你，但你所看见的，就要告诉以色列家。
So we take another look at this man of brass.
是我们暂时来看这个匠铜的。
You will remember that we noticed that the feet of the cherubim were of brass.
我们从此出来说，基督伯的脚是铜的。
And the feet of the Lord Jesus in the first chapter of the Revelation were of brass.
其实一旦给我们看见主的脚也是铜的。
And we said that brass in the Bible is a symbol of righteous judgment.
我们也说过，铜在圣经中乃是一个公义审判的表号。
This man of brass stands at the gate.
这个铜的人站在门口。
And that means that there is no way in for the unrighteous man.
这就是说，为着那个不义的人，没有可入之地。
The man of the flesh cannot enter this gate.
是肉体的人不能进这个门。
There is no place for the flesh in this house.
在神殿之内，为着肉体，没有留下什么地位。
It is only the righteous man who may come in here.
只有那个义人才能进到这里来。
And everything is going to be measured by the righteous man.
一切都要由这个义人来测量。
We take a look at these two instruments of measurement.
我们要注意这里说的两种量的工具。
And we note that there are two instruments of measurement.
我们要注意这里是有两种。
There is firstly the line of flax.
第一是麻绳。
And no measurement is given to it.
并且那里没有提到它的尺度。
We are not told how long that line was.
我们不知道那条麻绳有多长。
But we do know that it was used for the greater measurement.
但我们知道那是为着量更远的地方用的东西。
When we come later to the river in chapter 47,
等我们到47章看到那条河的时候,
it is not the rod but the line that is the instrument of measurement.
在哪里是用的工具,不是那个杆,就是这根绳了。
And we find that that river becomes too deep for man.
我们也看见那个河是比人深得太多。
I think this clearly corresponds to what Paul said in the letter to the Ephesians.
我想这个刚刚就符合保罗在以弗所书里说的话。
There he spoke of the knowledge, the love of Christ which passeth knowledge.
他那里说的基督的爱是超过人的知识。
We are here in the presence of something that is far greater than human measurement.
我们在这里就碰见了一点东西，是人的知识是不能了解。
If this man does represent the Holy Spirit, as we said,
若是这个人像我所说的，是指着圣灵，代表圣灵，
there is no measuring the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵这里是没有法子测量的。
The Holy Spirit is without measure.
你没有法子来测量圣灵。
But within that great fullness, there is the rod of measurement.
可是在这个莫大的丰满里头，还有一个量度的杖，量度的杆。
There is that which brings the great fullness down to particular matters.
这就是这个杆，就是说把那个丰满，极大的丰满，带到一个某一点上来测量。
So we have this measuring reed.
所以我们又有这个量度的杆。
These are two ways of measuring.
所以这有两种量的方法。
One is what we may call the measureless measure.
一种就是说，没有法子测量的那个量度。
The measure that has no limit.
那就是说无限的一个量度。
That is the great fullness of the Spirit.
那是说到圣灵那个巨大的丰满。
The other is that which is brought down to things in everyday life.
另一面，另一个就是在运用在每一天的生活上的事上。
This rod was used for all the details of the house.
这个杆是为了量这个圣殿里每一个细小的地方。
Now I do not think it necessary to stay with that.
我想不需要在这里做讲。
We only note that there are two means of measuring.
我们就是点出来两种的方法来测量。
One, there is the great fullness of Christ.
一种是说到基督那个莫大的丰满。
The other is that that fullness is brought down to the details of the house of God.
另一种是说到把基督那个丰满应用在神的殿细小的地方。
I will just leave that with you because there's a lot in that.
在这里头还有许多要说的，但我就是停在这里。
We must remember this.
我们必须记得这件事。
That when we think of the fullness of the Spirit or the fullness of Christ,
就是当我们想到圣灵的丰满或者基督丰满的时候，
We must not forget that that is going to be brought down to the details of our life.
我们不要忘记了，这些丰满都是应该应用在我们日常的生活上。
That is made perfectly clear in the letter to the Ephesians.
这在以弗所书里头讲的是很清楚。
The first three chapters relate to the great fullness of Christ.
以弗所头三章是说到基督那个莫大的丰满。
That unmeasured fullness.
那个不可测量的丰满。
Chapter 4 begins in this way.
从第四章是这样开始的。
I beseech you to walk worthily of the calling wherewith you are called.
我劝你们要行事为人，与梦的恩召相称。
And then all the details are mentioned.
然后就在下面就说到你生活的细则。
Husbands and wives.
丈夫和妻子
wives and husbands
妻子和丈夫
masters and servants servants and masters
主人仆人仆人主人
children and parents parents and children
儿女和父母父母和儿女
you see the measuring rod has come down to everyday life
我们在这就看见那个量度的杖就应用在日常的生活上
we must not thinkIn the great terms without realizing that the Lord is going to apply his measure to every detail.
我们不可 只想到那个大的一面，而不想到就是把他那个丰满应用在我们日常生活细小的事上。
It is so easy to have these great ideas about the fullness of Christ and to neglect the details.
我们很容易有那种理想到主耶稣伟大的丰满，而忘记了应用在日常的生活上。
Every little thing must be measured by the same spirit as measures the fullness of Christ.
我们每一件细小的事都该让同一位圣灵来测量一下，这位圣灵就是测量到基督丰满的。
I hope you see that.
我盼望你们能看见这一点。
Here is this man.
这里有这一位。
Let him represent the Holy Spirit.
让他代表圣灵。
Well, the Holy Spirit is speaking about the vast fullness of Christ on his heart.
圣灵就是说到基督在神的殿上面何等的伟大。
The vast fullness of the life which flows out.
这个伟大的丰满的生命流出来。
But that same Holy Spirit comes to these very small details.
也就是这同一位圣灵，他也来量这个最小的事。
It is the same Spirit.
就是一位圣灵。
And while he speaks of the greatness, he also points to the details.
当他说到那个大的地方的时候，他也知道这个细小的地方。
I do not think that there will be any value in our looking at the measurements of the rod.
我想我们不需要再把这个量度的秤砣看。
So we just pass on to the instructions that were given to the prophet.
所以我们就直接的看赐给先知的一些指示。
Notice in verse 4,
要注意第四节。
The man said unto me, Son of man, behold with thine eyes, and hear with thine ears, and set thy heart upon all that I shall show thee, for to the intent that I may show them unto thee, art thou brought hither?
那人对我说，人子啊，凡我是指示你的，你都要用眼看，用耳听，并要放在心上。我带你到这来，何为要指示你？
Notice these words.
要注意这些话。
Behold.
看着。
Hear.
要看，要听。
Set thy heart.
放在身上。
Declare.
要宣告。
Then if you go over to chapter 43 and verse 10, you have another part of the instruction.
若是看43章第四节，还能看到这是指示的另一部分。
Show the house to the house of Israel.
要把这个殿指给以色列家看。
Now let us think about that for a minute.
我们把这个看一下。
Before we can present anything to other people,We ourselves must first know what we are going to present.
在我们没有把什么东西指给别人看的时候，我们自己心里要知道我们是指的是什么东西。
The instructions of the prophet were very particular.
对先知在这里是指示的，是非常特别。
Behold with thine eyes.
要用眼看。
Hear with thine ears.
要用耳听。
And so on.
等等。
Take very careful attention, give very careful attention to this whole matter.
要细心地注意这些事。
You must have a very clearly defined apprehension of what you are going to show to the people.
你所要告诉别人的，都需要你先一个很仔细的、很清楚的一个了解。
You yourself must.See this object.
你自己必须看见这一个东西。
We ask again, what is that object?
我们要问说，这个东西是什么？
What is the answer to this whole vision?
这一个意象是得到的那个答案是什么？
In the first place, undoubtedly, the answer is found in the incarnation.
没有疑问的这个解答是在主道成肉身的事上。
The incarnation is the key to everything here.
主的道成肉身是这里一切事情的一个所有。
First of all, in the incarnation, we have the righteous man.
比在道成肉身的上面我们看见那个义人
The man according to God
那个合于神的人
And he is the standard and the measure of everything
他那个人就是每一件事的标准和尺度
He is made unto us righteousness from God You will remember that that was said at a time when things were out of order in the church.
我们知道那个话说给我们听的时候乃是教会一切都不正常了。
Things were not according to the Lord's mind.
教会一切的事都不是照着神的心意了。
And so the apostle said about Jesus, He is made unto us righteousness.
所以使徒就论到基督说他是神使他成为我们义的。
Everything in the church has got to be measured according to Christ.
每一件事在教会中都是要照着基督来测量一下
That is according to God's standard as presented in His Son
也就是照着神在他儿子里头是给我们看见的那个标准来测量一下
He is the righteous one
他是那个义者
God has appointed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousnessin the man whom he hath appointed.
神已经定规了一个日期要凭公义借着他的赐的人来审判天下。
Jesus said that the Father had given him authority to execute judgment because he was the Son of Man.
就意思说神所以给他审判的权柄因为他是人子。
Here is the man of brass.
在这里就有一个相同的人
The Son of Man who is the righteous one
就是人子是那个义德
And he is God's standard of measurement
他就是神那个测量的标准
God measures everything by him
神测量一切就是照着他来测量
We shall have to come back to that again later on
我们过一会儿还要回来看这个
But we just note the meaning of the man of brass and his measuring reed.
我们不过就是看一下这个相同的人和他那个量度的杆。
You remember that the natural man had intruded into the church at Corinth.
我们要知道那个肉体的人已经进到哥林多的教会中了。
The apostle had to speak to the Corinth much about the natural man and the carnal man.
使徒对哥林多教会需要说到那个天然的人和素学习的人。我刚才翻那个肉体人就天然的人。
He pointed out that this natural man, carnal man, had no place in the realm of the things of the spirit.
他指出来这个天然的人属血气的人在属灵的事的这个范围内没有地位
This man receiveth not the things of the spirit neither can he know them
这样的人他不领会圣灵的事就是要领会也不可能
That is what this man of brass is doing.
这就是这一个相同的人在这里所做的事。
He is saying that only the man according to Christ can behold and see and hear.
他说只有那个合于基督的人才能听。
Only the spiritual man can come into this realm of the things of the spirit.
只有属灵的人才能进入这个灵界的里面。
I said that the natural and carnal man had intruded into the church at Corinth.
我已经说过，那个天然的人、实际的人，可是已经进入哥林多的教会了。
And you see the method by which the apostles sought to put that right.
我也在那里看见使徒虽然要改进那件事是用的方法
He said I determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified
他说我已经定义在你们中间不知道别的只知道耶稣基督并他定十字架
Paul brought in this righteous man to correct the things that were unrighteous
保罗把这个义人带来改正那些不义的事。
By bringing in the righteous man, he put out the unrighteous man.
接着把这个义人带进来，他就把那些不义的赶出去。
By bringing in the man of the spirit, he put out the man of the flesh.
接着把这个属灵的人带来，就赶出那些不属灵的人。
That is exactly the meaning of this man of brass with his measuring rod.
这就是所处这个相头的人和他带着一根杖、一根杆的意思。
So that first of all, the object in view is Christ.
所以主要的一件所说的这个东西就是基督自己。
He is governing everything.
他是管制支配一切。
And then of course, going with that is the church which is his body.
我们这样看，再就看见教会就是基督的身体。
The church is called the one new man.
教会是乘着那个那一个新人。
Paul said, "You have put on the new man."
保罗说，你们已经穿上了这个新人。
And so the church is measured according to Christ.
所以教会是照着基督来测量的。
Christ is the measure of everything in the church.
基督就是教会中一切事情的一个尺度。
Indeed, that is the only church that is known in heaven.
只有这个教会能够在天上。
The only church that heaven recognizes is that church which is the body of Christ.
凡天上所承认的教会只有一个，就是基督的那个身体。
That church which is measured according to Christ.
这一个教会乃是照着基督来测量的。
Everything in that church has to do with one thing only, it is the measure of Christ.
在这个教会里的一切都和一件事有关系，那就是基督的测量。
That is, of course, what we have in Colossians and Ephesians.
这就是我们在哥罗西和以弗所里边所看见。
And we may say in Philippians also.
我们也可以说是在腓立比里边看见。
But Colossians and Ephesians are particularly the letters concerning the church.
哥罗西和以弗所两本书特别说的教会。
In those letters, measurement is mentioned.
在那两本书里哦，是说到了那个测量的问题。
The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
那个测量的字眼，我们中文是翻作身量，就是基督长成的那个身量。
The length and the breadth and the height and the depth.
那里说到那个长阔高深。
You see, measurement is much there. It's there very much.
我们要看见在那个书里头，好些地方是说到这个量度问题。
But this is in the church.
这个是在教会中的。
And everything with the Spirit is just a matter of how much of Christ there is.
在圣灵那里，他的问题就是问你说，到底有多少基督？
Let us try to get free of our technical ideas of the church.
我们应该脱离教会那些基数的字眼问题。
We know that the church is not a thing.
我们知道教会不是一个东西。
It is not an institution.
也不是一个社团。
It is not here or there as to geography.
也不是在地理上的这个地方还是那个地方。
The church is just where it is as the measure of Christ.
教会就是有基督身量的那个东西。
If there is more of the measure of Christ in one place than another, then there's more of the church there.
若是在一个地方比别的地方更有基督的身量，那么在那个地方就是更有教会。
It is just the measure of Christ that determines how much the church is there.
就是基督的这一个身量或者这个度量是断定那个地方有多少的教会。
Do try to remember that.
我请求大家记得这一点。
It is spiritual measure which is the measure of Christ that defines the church.
乃是一个属灵的尺度定位教会的问题，这个尺度就是基督。
If you ask the question, what is the church and where is the church?
若是你问说什么是教会，教会在哪里？
The answer is where Christ is.
这个问题就是说，基督在哪里，教会就在哪里。
And where Christ is most fully, there is the church more fully.
在什么地方，基督是最丰满了，在那个地方，教会也就丰满了。
We must recognize that the church is entirely measured according to this man.
我们必须记得教会是完全以这一个人，那就是基督来测量的。
But that church can only be seen by revelation of the Holy Spirit.
这样一个的圣灵，这样一个的教会，只能借着圣灵的启示才能给人看见。
If we have not received the Spirit of wisdom and revelation,
若是我们还没有得到了那个智慧和启示的灵，
then we may talk about the church.
那我们可能谈论教会的事。
But we shall just see the church in some way that is not the Spirit's way of seeing the church.
若是那样，我们只能看见，在某种的情形之下看见教会，我们不能在圣灵里头看见教会。
It requires the Holy Spirit to enable us really to see the church.
乃是需要圣灵给我们能认识教会。
And when the Holy Spirit shows us the church,What shall we see?
当圣灵把教会指给我们看了，那我们看见什么？
And when the Holy Spirit shows us the church, what shall we see?
当圣灵把教会指给我们看了，那我们看见什么？
Shall we see something that is called the church?
我们能够看见点什么东西，就是成着教会的吗？
Shall we see a lot of people who hold a certain doctrine about the church?
我们能看见有好些人，不过就是在那里守住了那个教会的道理吗？
Shall we see something in which a certain interpretation of Bible teaching about the church is held?
我们能看见，不过就是一些关乎教会的真理的解释法，人是在那里守住了吗？
Shall we see a congregation of people?Who call themselves the church?
我们能看见一般的人称他们自己做教会吗？
Shall we see any of that?
我们能看见这些东西的吗？
No, when the Holy Spirit opened our eyes, we shall not see that.
不，当圣灵开我们眼睛的时候，我们是看见的，不是的。
We shall see Christ.
我们要看见基督。
To see Christ is to see the church.
看见基督就是看见教会。
And to have seen the church means that you have seen Christ.
看见教会的意思就是说，你是看见基督了。
You see, Christ is a great spiritual order as well as a great spiritual person.
我们要看见基督如何这个大的人物，也如何这个大的秩序。
There is a great heavenly system.
的确是有一个属天的制度或者秩序。
Christ is the embodiment of that heavenly and spiritual system.
而基督就是这一个属天的、属灵的制度和秩序的一个具体表现。
It is all a matter of what Christ is.
这些是说的都是说到基督是什么。
It is a matter of the mind of Christ.
那这些都是说出基督的心意了。
That is what Christ thinks and how he views things.
也就是说，基督如何想法，如何看法。
It is exactly how Christ does things.
那也就是说，刚刚好就像基督做事一样。
You see, the church is an expression of a very comprehensive person.
所以我们要看见教会乃是一个非常包括的人的表现。
That is how we should consider the life of Christ.
这就是说我们要如何想到基督的生命。
As here to reveal these great spiritual truths of heaven.
因为在这里我们能够启示出那个属天的世界。
It is a vast heavenly system brought to us in the person of God's Son.
这是一个很大的属天的系统，在神儿子的身位里头摆在我们跟前。
It was when Paul saw Christ that he began to see the church.
乃是当保罗看见基督的时候，他才开始看见教会。
Those two things went together.
这两件事是一致并行的。
And the more he saw of Christ, the more he understood the church.
并且他看见的基督越多，他认识的教会也就越多。
That resulted in Paul giving us this unique presentation of the church.
这就是在保罗是给我们看见教会的那个东西里头是给我们看见。
It is only Paul who calls the church the body of Christ.
只有保罗称呼教会是基督的身体。
And as I have often said, if we understood the whole of the human body,
若是我们完全懂得人这个身体的话
，and after many centuries of studying it, there is no one in the world who knows and understands it altogether today.
有多少世纪人研究这个身体，但是到今天还没有一个人是完全了解身体。
This human body is still capable of developing things that the wisest physician does not understand.
一直到今天，我们身体里还会发现一些东西是世界里最聪明的医生是不了解。
With all their knowledge and all their wisdom, they are still trying to understand the human body.
用尽了他们的智慧和他们的能力，他们要研究身体里头他们所不明白的事。
If we understood everything about our physical body, we should understand Christ and the church.
若是我们真的能了解我们整个身体里的故事，那么我们就能明白透了在教会中的基督。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
因为教会乃是基督的身体。
I'm saying that this can only be seen from a heavenly standpoint.
我已经说了，这件事只能从一个属天的立场来看见。
By revelation of the Holy Spirit.
而是借着圣灵的启示。
So we come to these instructions.
所以我们再来看这些指示先知的话。
Son of man, behold with thine eyes.
人子啊，要用眼看。
And hear with thine ears,
也要用耳听。
And set thy heart upon all that I shall show thee,
并要放要放我所指示你的放在心上。
What does that mean in New Testament terms?
这些用新约的说法是什么意思？
Well, in the letter to the Ephesians, the apostle prays that the church may come to the full knowledge of him.
在一部说书里头试图求说教会能够有一种丰满的知识认识基督。
There it is, as you know, in the original, the full knowledge of him.
在原文里你们都知道哪里是说到那个丰满的完满的知识。
The Ephesian believers had a knowledge of the Lord.
以弗所的信徒那时候已经有一点认识基督的知识了。
I think they had a very large knowledge of the Lord.
我想他们对主的认识也相当的大。
Paul had been with them for 2 years.
保罗曾和他们有三年之久在一起。
And he said that he had not shunned to declare unto them the whole counsel of God.
他告诉他们说，凡是神旨意的，他都向他们说了，没有避讳不说的。
So that they had received very much teaching from Paul.
所以他们尽管是从保罗那里得了很多的教训。
And yet in the end, he is praying for them that they might be brought to the full knowledge of Christ.
可是到末了的时候，保罗还为他们祷告说，愿意他们得到那个丰满的知识。
And he explained that in his own prayer.
他在他自己的祷告里头，把这个丰满的知识讲明白了。
That you may know.
就是说，你们要认识。
What is the hope of his calling?
神那个恩召有何等的职分。
And what the riches of his inheritance in the saints.
而他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等的荣耀。
And what the exceeding greatness of his power.
他的那个能力何等浩大。
That you may know.
你们是你们可以知道。
Son of man, behold with thine eyes and hear with thine ears.
人子啊，要用你眼看，要用你的耳听。
And set thy heart upon all that I will show you.
也要把你的心放在我所指示你的一切事上。
So Paul says that I may know him.
所以保罗说，使我能认识他。
Right at the end of his life, he is still saying that I may know him.
在他一生末了的时候，他仍旧愿望说，使我能认识他。
Son of man, behold.
人子啊，你要眼看
and hear.
你要听
and set thy heart，
要把心放在上面。
You cannot as ministers of Christ show anything to others until you yourself have seen。
你不能做一个话语之使，把别的东西指给人看，而你自己没有看见。
Afterwards, the man said to Ezekiel, "Show the house to the house of Israel."
过了一会儿，这个人就吩咐以斯帖说，要把神的殿指给以色列家看。
So that this new ministry to which he was called was a presenting or revealing of Christ.
所以以斯帖所得到的这个新的指示，乃是把基督指示启示给以色列家看。
We can put it in this way.
我们可以这样说一下。
In the first vision, Ezekiel had seen the man on the throne.
在第一个意象里头，以斯帖看见了在宝座上的人。
He had seen the man in heaven.
他看见那个在天上的人。
And now his last great vision
现在还没了的这个意象
was the man in the church
就是那个人在教会中了
He was seeing the church now
他现在看见教会
And his ministry at the end related to that
他的没了的指示就和这件事有关联
The presenting of the fullness of Christ
这就是把基督的丰满指示给人看见
and the church which is the fullness of him that filleth all in all
并且也就是把教会指示人看教会就是那叫万有中充满一切的丰满
so the end of that prayer of Paul is unto him be the glory in the churchAnd in Christ Jesus unto all ages forever and ever.
所以这使徒去祷告末了他就说但愿神在教会中并在基督里得着荣耀直到世世代代永永远远。
Son of man, show the house to the house of Israel.
人子你要把这个殿指示给以色列家看。
What will be the effect of that?
这个做法有什么果效呢？
This is the test as to whether we have seen.
这就要试验到底我们看见什么了没。
You see, we can talk about the church as we have it in the New Testament.
我们可能在那谈论新约所记载的教会。
There was a time when I was doing Bible teaching.
有一个时候我是在那教圣经。
And in those days, I could give a very good analysis, an outline of the letter to the Ephesians.
在那个时候，我能够把很好的一个纲目、一个解释给人去观摩以弗所书。
It was what was in the New Testament about the church.
那就是新约里头讲到教会。
And I could present it in that form on the blackboard.
我能够照着那个样子在黑板上指给人看。
But in those days, I was in a denominational church.
但在那个时候，我还是在一个公会里面。
I was wearing the clothes of a denominational minister.
我还是穿着公会的牧师袍。
I was talking about the church, but I knew nothing about it.
我虽然在那里谈教会、讲教会，我却不晓得。
I had really not seen the church.
实在说来，我没有看见什么叫教会。
All my knowledge of what the Bible taught made no difference to me.
所有我对圣经教导，那是教训是知道的，在我身上没有什么效果。
What was the result of that?
那个在我身上有什么效果呢？
There was very little spiritual value in ministry.
那个在我那个知识里头很少属灵的价值。
All that ministry certainly did not create a revolution.
那些教训实实在在不能产生一个革命。
Now notice what it says here.
要注意这里说什么。
Show the house to the house of Israel.
要把这个殿指给以色列家看。
That they may be ashamed of their ways.
使他们能够感觉他们的行为是可羞耻。
And may keep my words.
而叫他们能够遵守我的话。
The effect of the ministry.
这个知识有一个功效。
If it is to have effect like that, we must have seen it in the spirit.
若是我们要有这样知识的功效，我们必须在圣灵里头看见什么东西。
It will not have that effect if we have only seen it in the letter.
若是我们仅仅是在字句里看见什么，我们就不会有这种功效。
The letter killeth, but the spirit maketh alive.
字句是杀死的，乃是灵叫人得生命。
The effect of a ministry of revelation is quite positive.
一个知识那个功效应该完全是积极的。
It has an effect upon people.
这个功效是在人身上有功效的。
Now I had hoped that this morning I would get a little further than that.
我盼望今天早晨我还能够比这个多说一点。
But if I start at this point, I shall want to go right on for an hour.
若是我要说这一点的话呢，恐怕要讲一个钟头。
I wanted to turn to that little picture.
我愿意来看这个图。
But we seem never to get there.
但是好像我们还没有能讲那个东西。
But I will not start and spoil it by having to stop too soon.
我不能够开头了，又快快地停下了。
It's not that it would take so long, but it is a very important matter.
虽然不是那么太长的，可是很重要的一件事。
So I think we'll just stop there for this morning.
我想今天早晨我们就这样停在这里。
No doubt you will be glad of a little extra time to be quiet.
我没有疑问，你们也是喜欢多休息一点。